Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is season two, episode, I don't know, let's just wing it. We're going to call it the wing it episode. Hey guys, it's me again, up with the shenanigans, and I'm here with my best friend, Zozo. How's it going, girl? This is the Wing It episode, so I guess we're going to just have to get straight into it. Let's see. Well, I saw that, so I was thinking brave. What does it take to be brave?
I guess heart. Gotta have a whole lot of heart and gumption and courage to face this world, and you have to face this world to survive. So, that's what I would say.
And speak up, like, just a little bit, but yeah.
And willingness.
Willingness, yeah.
To be vulnerable, to face the unknown. The possibility of losing, or the anticipated possibility that it goes exactly the way you anticipate, and whether you think positive thoughts, or worst case scenario or best case scenario, it's a possibility that your thoughts are the fuel to your outcome. In the best way to get to your outcome or to your destination, in like a healthy way, yeah. Is to just go and to do it. And there's a lot of anxiety that a lot of people experience, and instead of having anxiety around the issue, because we know that anxiety, it can be in your body, but it doesn't necessarily affect the outcome. So to stress about something all the way until you find out doesn't determine whether or not it'll go. But it's not giving to the situation, and it's not beneficial for you. It's not like rooting for someone. It's just maybe overthinking. So.
Yeah.
I always try to keep in mind.
Yeah. What makes you happy?
Contentment of it's a hard one. It's a hard one to talk about more than it is to know.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what would make me happy right now. But I think success is getting what you want. And happiness is wanting what you get. So, you know, you can't always control what you get, but, you know, contentment with doing everything that you knew you could do should produce happiness, because you did everything you could. You did everything in your power. You did everything you could think of. Your car broke down. You caught the bus. You missed the bus on the way back. You walked. You did everything you could to do what you were trying to do. And
and what's my quote? We do what?
We do what we can and we clock out.
Baby.
So after you've done all you can.
You just stunned. Baby, we do what we can and we clock out, baby. And I'm not going to say good night and good luck because we're not done with the episode yet. But, baby, We really do, honey. We do. I'm going to go ahead and... Should I stop it? So we can, like, regroup? Hold on. I got this icebox with my... I said... And do you know, I did not drink none of that margarita that night. I didn't drink none of that margarita.
I hate them margaritas. They make me sick, literally.
I like margaritas, but I like the strawberry. I like the strawberry, but we do not need to drink. I'm drinking right now. But virgin for me. Virgin. Everything virgin. Mm-hmm. A nigga said, I got this icebox... He said, I'm a little drunk, so we're going to just let that lay where it's at. I said. Damn, I was going to ask you something, but girl, I didn't forget. Oh, well, I was going to ask you about the law of attraction. Oh, you don't fuck with that, do you? You do not fuck with that, do you? What? This be okay?
No, it stinks real bad.
Should we smoke the cherry one instead?
Girl, this is Jerry, mama. Girl, I can't believe that diabetes. Okay, sorry.
If you could be, how do you say it? Inanimate? Inanimate?
Like animate.
Intimate.
Like animate.
Say it for me.
Inanimate.
Inanimate object. What would you be? And why?
Friend, don't start
this. Okay.
I hate when you do that.
Why?
I don't know, bitch. Can I pass on the question? If I could be I don't want to be an inanimate object.
I want to be a sofa.
What?
Or this...
Bitch, are you just saying that?
No, I'm really not. I'm not going to lie. Like, since I was in the third... in the third grade, I'm not going to lie. I woke up depressed as hell. I said, I wish I could be... This fucking bed I'm sitting on right now. I'm not finna lie.
The question is, why?
Because you gotta deal with it. Honestly. And it might be nice to get sat on sometimes.
You know what? You feel like it's my bedtime.
You finna leave me?
Friend, we not gonna do. We friend, you gonna have to amp it up on the questions.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, I was trying to ask some good ones earlier. Girl, I can't think.
If I could be an animal, I know what I would be.
What would you be?
A hippo.
Oh, you love hippopotamus. I do remember that. And when you was asking me those questions the other day, girl, I knew almost every question.
You did. Now, you showed out. I will give you that. I said, okay, you did much better. From knowing me for 7 years and not knowing my favorite color, food, what I don't like. But you couldn't answer nothing I said. I know. But yeah.
Why would you be a hippo?
Because
I know what I would be.
Because they're so underestimated. Like, they're very dangerous. Like, but they just seem like they just chilling, you know. But they're one of the most, I think they might be the most dangerous animal in the, what is it, Saharan Desert?
Mm-hmm.
Africa.
Girl, they do not play.
They run at speeds that you would never guess. They're fast as fuck. And, you know, I just mess with a boss bitch. Like, on the ground, underwater. And they can come on the ground for, like, super long periods of time. So I think that's cool.
They can run underwater, bitch?
They can come on land, is what I was saying.
And they can okay. Okay. Wow, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Mm-mm. Well, yeah, I didn't know that. Because I don't really mess with them like that, you know?
Yeah.
But
I'd be online most of the day.
I would be a whale.
don't think they really be all the way underwater.
What, the hippos?
Yeah, they keep their head and stuff.
Probably not, yeah. All that.
But they use the dirt as, like, sunscreen or whatever when they on land. Kind of how, well, not even close, but I know pigs be putting dirt and stuff on them to stay cool. And all that
shit. I love pigs. I just don't want to pet pigs so bad. I think your pizza rolls are done.
Hmm. Okay. Let's see.
What else can we talk about?
We went out of town with no luggage, bitch. We completely unprepared. Sorry, y'all.
Completely unprepared. But at least you'll still get a good show. And you'll have even better shows in the future.
What's your all-time favorite alcohol? And where were you when you was like, this is my shit?
Oh, are you asking me that?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I guess tequila. Oh, and where was I? I won't be able to tell you that. Probably Romeo's up the fucking street where I go all the time. Yeah. Tequila definitely gets me there. What about you?
I learned that I like stuff with ginger beer in it. So there's this one place in Nashville, it's called, I thought I was finna say it. What is it? Okay, y'all, what's the area code for Chicago?
Oh, I could not tell you that, baby. It's probably 7 something.
It's like 3-1.
Really? Chicago?
Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, it's called like 312 pizza.
Okay, yeah.
They have this drink and it's called the Chicago Donkey. And it's supposed to be equivalent to like a Moscow Mule or something. That's what they named it after, something like that. And I don't remember what it's made. I think it's like a vanilla vodka. And ginger beer and some other shit. But anyway.
You know what? And let me tell you this. I wish it was virgin. I didn't think that it had alcohol in it until it was like vodka, something. But as soon as you go into Wendell Smith and you turn right, they got some ginger or something. Like they got a whole bunch of selections of crazy shit, but it's like these cans, and I want you to try those too eventually. But yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a good drink. That's a fire drink. I really want to go there right now. They got deep dish pizza. It'd be so fine. She's so pretty and she's so fine. One of the finest motherfuckers. Girl,
if I could get on that private jet right now, baby, I would get on that jet right now, baby.
Oh, the one in Nashville will do, because when I went to Chicago last month, bitch, I didn't know where to eat. And I went to this place, and I was very displeased. And I won't say the name because, you know, but it was one of the first pizza joints. They claimed they're the first to do deep dish. Bitch, that shit was trifling. Took all day. Service was terrible. I was like, yeah, never again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deep dish is your thing. I personally prefer a thin crust or like the thicker crust, but not too, too thick. Like I'll eat it, you know, if I'm with you, but it's just so thick. And you know, I'm a hungry beast. Like, you know how I get, especially when I got the munchies, but I just didn't do it. I don't know. Yeah. Is that me?
Look at this nigga.
Not the Wendy Williams one when she fucking fell out. That shit was so hilarious.
What happened to her?
I think she was on cocaine, but they said that she was dehydrated or some. I think that she probably was high. Debbie, I mean, she literally had just started her show. She said, what? I said, girl.
People, I know people to be passing out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I want some Alfredo.
You love Alfredo, don't you? Mm-hmm. Oh, I can ask you that. So what do you like about Alfredo? Is it the creaminess?
You can go get my pizza rolls because I'm hungry.
Can I do what?
Go get my pizza rolls. Yeah, I like
really
creamy.
Don't, but...
I like creamy dishes, even like coconut milk. Dishes with coconut milk.
You like coconut milk?
I do. I don't care for coconut water. But coconut milk is fine. Everything I've had it in is fine. Like, there's a soup that, like, Thai and Laotian places or fusion places serve. Mm-hmm. And it's called I don't know. Something like that. I haven't had it in a long time. But anyway... It's a cream sauce base. Bitch, can you fry some chicken or something?
Chicken? Girl, you're gonna have to unthaw it.
I would just have to thaw it. Because if I unthawed it, then that would freeze it, right? So I just gotta thaw it. Oh, sorry. You know, I'm sorry.
Don't try to belift me.
I didn't even have to say that. I'm so sorry.
My feelings are so hurt.
Man, you gotta forgive me. I don't know why I'm like this.
You said I'm forgiven. No, you're forgiven. I don't think you'll ever understand. I will love you for 1,000 years, and I will love you for 1,000 more. I appreciate you so much, and we won't even get into it on this, but you think you a lot, baby. No, I'm a lot. I'm a lot and then some, baby. You don't understand, child.
Bitch, the fact that you cooked these pizza rolls crispy and the cheese is still not melted, it's unsettling in my spirit. I don't have to like my own pizza rolls because...
Should I eat them up?
No, you did heat them up. And there's some cheese should be melty and giving a pool or something, baby. It's not giving nothing.
It's not giving nothing, huh? It's giving hickory dickory dock. It's giving... I'm going to eat it just because...
I could have got the store brand.
Mm-hmm. Girl... That off-brand shit be busting sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, very dependent. Nah, I'm not just going to say off-brand shit be busting. But
Kroger's
be giving what he had to give with the pizza rolls. These Totino's. Let me hush before I block my commercial. It's probably because I didn't get, well, it is why. I usually get, like, pepperoni.
Oh, is that not pepperoni?
It's like 3 cheese or something.
Should we go back? Shit.
I'm hungry, but not for this.
What you want, friend?
Some fried chicken wings.
Oh, you want fried chicken wings.
I'll take some tenders.
Wings are so fucking expensive. I had unthawed my chicken yesterday, and then I put it back in the freezer because I knew I wasn't finna cook it. Oh. But I got some flour and oil in there. Ooh, girl, you remember when I used to have that deep fryer and you said, don't buy another one?
Mm-hmm. You said, I'm contemplating. I said, baby, if you want to gain all that weight back, be my guest. But I'm telling you right now, I had a deep fryer during COVID. I've never been the same.
See, you got it at the worst time. See, I had it in 2018. Yeah, COVID or deep fryer, it's a wrap.
But I was frying everything. Bitch, I took a bite of my pinky finger I had fried it just to see. Oh, that's fine too.
You said you took a bite of your pinky finger?
Yes, I fried it.
Your pinky finger, niece?
Mm-hmm. You fried it, I tried it.
I like that. You fried, I tried it. Ooh, that should be the name of your food truck. Like when you get your food truck, you fried, I tried.
I know, I didn't talk about that before, actually. I just had like a whole fucking menu of fried shit. Fried Oreos, fried pickles, fried macaroni and cheese, fried just right there. Only good shit, though. Not no nasty shit.
Mm-hmm. I remember you fried some Oreos for me one time, and I was like, yeah, but that was like a year or two into our friendship. I was like, because I had always wanted to try it for some reason, but some reason in that moment, I didn't.
I must have been trying shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I'm hungry. That just
won't
do.
For real? Yeah. Girl, you was not feeling it, honey. I love your bandana. I love the way you wearing it too.
Thanks. Thank you. What we gonna eat, friend?
I'll let you fry some chicken. You know what? I ain't really trying to eat right now.
No, they didn't.
Oh, those are cute.
Girl, these is not even eating.